It's EV News briefly for Wednesday, 28th of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. Here's what I'm working on for the long show later on today. Congratulations to the team at Eviation. Their Alice all-electric commuter aircraft did an 8-minute test flight. First time it's done that. About 300 miles an hour this thing flies at. For about 288 miles or 463 miles of range. Not certified for passenger flights yet, but it will be a luxury 9-seater and could be the first step in regional flight going electric. Congratulations as well to the team at Polestar for the Polestar 3. That looks like a really nice SUV. Of course, it's going to be pricey, £80,000, 107 kilowatt hour battery. We get word now that the official premiere will be the 12th of October for that vehicle, the Polestar 3. The first 500 Voyas are heading to Norway from China. The Voya Free is a long-range premium SUV. If any of my Norwegian listeners want to take a punt on a car slightly off the beaten track, a brand you haven't heard of before, it'll do about, I think, 600 kilometres, but, you know, I think they did that at 60 kilometres an hour, so not really real world, is it? But less than 5 seconds, 0 to 60, and it comes with a 107 kilowatt hour battery pack. Another Chinese car coming to the European market. Pricing's out for the Nissan Ariya in the US. Starts at $43,000 for the Engage spec, front-wheel drive, 63 kilowatt-hour battery, and it will go up to $60,000 before any kind of subsidies or incentives for the four-wheel drive version with the big battery. Peugeot are making the E208 even better. It's been selling really well, and now they're taking the tech from inside the E308 and giving the E208 15% more power and 10% more range, hitting 400 kilometres on the WLTP test cycle. Powers up to about 115 kilowatts. It'll still charge on a DC fast charger, peaking at around 100 kilowatts, I think. Now, great news in the US, funding has been released for all of those chargers. The states that applied for the funding now have access to that money, $1.5 billion to build EV chargers covering 75,000 miles of highway across the country to upgrade existing infrastructure and construct new EV chargers. Talked a lot about this story over the last few months, but as of today, this White House press release that got sent out this morning says the funding has now been released. Free to Move is a European business, part of the Stellantis kind of mobility move, along with Uber. Are going to offer their drivers of Uber access to Stellantis vehicles, things like the E208, the Citroën EC4, the Vauxhall / Opel e-Mokka and Zafira, and at discounted rates, and also with rental solutions for Uber drivers, either by the minute, the day, the month, or the year. Tesla want to raise their Shanghai production by 30% in Q4. In Q3, they're on target to make about 200,000 vehicles, and they want to increase that to about 22,000 vehicles per week in Q4 that will run slightly below 100% capacity, according to this Reuters report. Ford are establishing an independent subsidiary in China called Ford Electric Mac Technologies, FMET, to develop electric vehicle technology in China. Seoul want more than 200,000 EV chargers by 2026, the South Korean capital installing a lot more infrastructure. And in France, Europe should be copying the US, with noses slightly out of joint at the Inflation Reduction Act prioritizing homemade American vehicles. Both China and Europe now saying, well, hey, maybe we should do the same and be a bit more protectionist. All food for thought. And that's briefly today. Those are the stories that I'm working on the long podcast, which you can get in, I reckon, a couple of hours' time by the time I've finished writing it and publishing it. That is briefly for today, and I'll see you later for the long show.